Did you get that tweet from Wikipedia's CEO telling kids, do your homework today because our site is going dark for day tomorrow? Along with hundreds of websites, including Reddit, Boing Boing, all are planning a strike tomorrow to protest two anti-piracy bills making their way through Congress. SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, is in the House. Its Senate cousin is PIPA, or Protect IP Act. They're aimed at stopping internet piracy at websites located in foreign countries, but the laws would require action from web providers here in the U.S. The legislation seemed to be sailing through Congress with strong backing from major film studios, the recording industry, large media companies, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, all of whom have complained about stolen property. But then there's privacy advocates like Ron Paul and Democrat Nancy Pelosi, who tweeted last week, we need to find a better solution than hashtag SOPA. Declan McCullough is chief political correspondent for CNET News. He's with us now. And Declan, first of all, where is this legislation? Because Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales tweeted saying that the protest blackout is going to continue even if there's a change in the legislation. So what's going on?
Right. There are two bills. There's the House bill called SOPA and the Senate Protect IP bill, as you said. And Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, said on Meet the Press 2 days ago that he's going ahead with a Senate floor vote on that bill, and that's scheduled for January 24th, which is 1 day after the Senate gets back from its holiday recess. The House bill SOPA, it's a little less clear because the sponsor has basically put on hold a planned committee vote, and so we just don't know what's going to happen with that. I think the House Republican leadership is going to have to figure out what they want to do with it, and then we'll see some more action.
When you say the House sponsor, is this the Texas Republican Lamar Smith?
Exactly right.
Yeah, and he's the one who sort of came up with this idea in October, not realizing what a firestorm it would produce. Let's just talk a little bit about that first. Jimmy Wales, again, Wikipedia founder, says, this is going to be wow. I hope Wikipedia will melt phone systems in Washington on Wednesday tomorrow. Because what? They're going dark, but they're not completely dark. They're going to have a letter up there. What are they asking people to do?
It's actually something I predicted a month ago in an article at CNET. It's the nuclear option. It's rolling out direct contact with their users and saying, there's a vote happening in Congress in a few days. You need to call your senators. You need to contact your members of Congress to have them vote against this legislation. It's something that hasn't been done before on a wide-scale basis ever in the history of the Internet. A few web companies did this in 1996 to protest the Communications Decency Act, which the Supreme Court later overturned as unconstitutional. But this is something that could change American politics. Imagine if 10 million people tried to contact Congress. Google said in the last hour that they're going to put something on their homepage as well.
Well, but Twitter isn't going to sort of black out its operations. And there's been a little bit of a back and forth on this, and it's kind of ironic because Wikipedia's Jimmy Wales announced his blackout with tweets. But Twitter opposes the legislation, but Twitter's CEO seemed to be saying we can't just block tweets every time we have a problem with Congress. And yet we understand that he also tweeted Wikipedia's CEO to say, not that I'm criticizing you. So not everybody's going into a blackout tomorrow.
Right. You have companies, including Amazon, Facebook, eBay, that have been on the record opposing SOPA as basically a censorship law. But they haven't gone as far as saying we're going to black out our home pages or something like that. I mean, there are different forms of a blackout. One is you remove all your content and your page is blank except for a contact your Congress critter option. And the second is the Google approach, which is to keep all of your search content, but just add a link. And Twitter's been very critical of this. The general counsel has posted a blog post saying this is how it amounts to a censorship law that could affect Americans. So I just don't think they're going as far.
Well, but just let's talk about what SOPA in particular would do. We know it's meant to target offshore websites in countries that may not have the same copyright infringement policies. These are websites that people in Hollywood and others are creating accusing of stealing property, piracy. But we understand that while the U.S. Attorney General would be able to seek a court order against those offshore websites, that order would then also be served on internet providers here in the U.S.? How's it supposed to work?
Right. So what happens is that you have websites. The PirateBay.org is probably the best example, with servers based in Europe, ad networks based in Israel, and they're kind of outside the reach of U.S. law. You serve them with a U.S. court order, and they say, yeah, that's nice, just like we would say that's nice if an Azerbaijani internet company served one on you. So this is designed to target offshore websites. And so what this means is that it would make them almost inaccessible in the U.S. Internet service providers would be required to pretend that these sites don't exist. And so that's well and good for the PirateBay.org, but if you have uploadfamilyphotoshere.com and you upload your family photos to it and there are a few infringing web pages, and all of a sudden your familyphotos.com website is inaccessible. So that's how it could affect Americans.
Yeah, people are saying that innocent websites might be caught up in it. There's this idea of being able, I can't remember the phrase, deep packet or something, being able to, you know, how do you know that somebody's using some of these piracy websites? Well, you might have to go into their information. The Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chambers of Commerce, the national group says rogue websites steal America's innovative and creative products. More than 53 billion visits a year, threaten 19 million U.S. jobs. But then on the other hand, you have people who say this is absolutely, you know, a freedom of speech issue. People, should it's sort of that wild west of the Internet that people want to keep. What do you think is going to happen here?
It's really difficult to game this out because it's so fast moving. The White House came out over the weekend saying that we don't really like the current version. Some Republican senators are saying let's hold off on a vote. So it's a very fluid situation. My guess is that Hollywood is going to get something through both chambers of Congress just because they're outspending Silicon Valley 10-1 on lobbying and political spending in general. I mean, they've just had more time and more experience. They're kind of a regulated industry when it comes to copyright, so they have a strong incentive to cozy up to D.C. in a way that Amazon.com, say, hasn't, or eBay, or Yahoo. So I think they're going to get something through. I think it's not going to be as extreme as some of the earlier versions. You can see that maybe it won't include DNS blocking, which is probably the most controversial, but maybe it'll still target search engines and payment mechanisms like PayPal.
Declan McCullough, chief political correspondent for CNET News. Meanwhile, kids, do your homework today. That's so sad that Wikipedia has become their main source. And we also note that this whole kerfuffle has inspired this song, Firewall. It protests SOPA. It's from the Philadelphia-based singer and songwriter Leah Kaufman. Declan, thanks so much.
Thanks, anytime.